discover the inherent power of God in you.
Whether there are challenges or not, we are still the same. We are constant. God is constant. God does not change. And that is the life that we have received. He says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That is the same life we have also received. We are also the same yesterday, today, and forever. What kind of life? We are the same because we have the same life with Christ. So when you think about God, think about you. Because everything he is, that is why he told Abraham, he said, I am your exceeding great reward. God gave himself as a reward to Abraham. And we are the seed of Abraham. Therefore, we have inherited God himself.
Listen to Pastor O.T. Boateng as Christ is magnified in you.
Hallelujah. Can you give Jesus a big shout? Glory, 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 glory. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Are you excited to be here? Well, I've been sharing concerning something very powerful. 7 reasons why you need a shepherd in your life, isn't it? 7 reasons why you need a shepherd in your life. Shepherds are very important. Very, very important. And you need a shepherd in your life. Tell your neighbor, you need a shepherd in your life.
It's a need.
Yes. Do you understand need? A need is a need. Do you see? You need a. It's a need. You don't want a. You get it? Are you getting it? You don't want a. You need a. No, Bizo? Yes. Because you need to breathe. If you don't breathe for a minute, 2 or 3, it will be a death something. It will be a pure typical dying. Will he death? You will death. Evaporated. Gone too soon. Sublimed. Offline. Out of coverage area. It's a need. And a shepherd is a need. Okay? A shepherd is a need. Sometimes people don't know how that... A shepherd is not a want. It's a need. Yeah. For the Christian life to work. You see, God doesn't leave us in the air. He doesn't leave us in vacuum. He gives us men, pastors, shepherds to help us, to guide us, to lead us. It says, I will give you shepherds after my own heart. Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 15. And I will give you pastors or shepherds according to my heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. Do you see? They will feed you with knowledge and with understanding. Okay? Then the next verse says, and it shall come to pass when you be multiplied and increased in the land. The shepherding will cause you to multiply and to increase. Shepherding brings multiplication. It brings increase into your life. It's God's main way of helping his children. Okay? Yes. A child cannot exist on his own. Is that Makari? Makari has parents. Do you see? Yeah. And it's a need. He needs his mother. Have you ever been with a child whose mother is not around before? Yes. Hey, they can cry for you to fall ill. You will fall ill. It's not a small thing. It can be very difficult to manage them because their mother is not the one to take care of them, the one to assist them, the one to help them. It's not available. Do you see? That is how shepherding is, because we are the sheep of God's pasture, and because of the sheep of God's pasture, we need to be taken care of. You can't take care of yourself. I know you may be 75 sitting here, but you are 75, but you still need a shepherd. You may be 105, but you still need a shepherd. Yes. You see, you don't give birth to yourself, and you don't name yourself. If you don't even bury yourself. I mean, from birth to death, you need assistance. Can you bury yourself? You can't bury. You can't say, I'm dying now and I'm burying. So you dig the grave, everything. Then you sleep inside. And then you cover it. And when you cover it, who will put the sand on you? You need assistance. Someone needs to put the sand on you. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. So you need, we need help. We need shepherds to help us. It's a need. Jesus called himself the good shepherd. He is called the chief shepherd. He's also called the great shepherd. You see, these are terms that are given to Jesus because that is how God, we are God's sheep. Okay? And because we are God's sheep, we need to be shepherded. Are you understanding? Yeah. So your shepherd is a very important person. And Jesus is the one who said that shepherds are very important. Yes, shepherds are, it's a great need. You see, John 10 verse 11, he says, I am the good shepherd. This is Jesus talking. He says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. He didn't say, I am the good prophet. I know prophets are important, but there's another place for them. Do you see? I am the good shepherd. He didn't say, I'm the good evangelist. Evangelists have a place, but it's different. It's a different place. He didn't say, I'm the good. Jesus could have used any, of course, he was an evangelist. He was a prophet. He was an apostle. I mean, he's the message and the messenger. Yes. I mean, he could have called himself anything, but he decided to choose shepherd because of how important that particular thing is. So don't play with it. Do you understand? Don't play with it. Yes. So I started sharing with you seven things, and the first thing I mentioned was what was the first point? You need a shepherd in your life because Jesus said it is what? The most important thing in your life, apart from the Godhead. Apart from the Godhead, the next most important thing in your life is shepherds. Because a shepherd is the one who will make the word of God real in your life. Do you see? Yeah. In 1 Samuel chapter 3, Samuel was hearing the voice of God, but he didn't know that it was the voice of God he was hearing. He didn't know. The Lord called Samuel. He answered, here am I. And he went to his pastor, Eli, his shepherd, went to ask him, did you call me? Then he said, no, I didn't call you. Go back to bed. The guy goes back to bed. Then he hears the voice of God again. Samuel, Samuel. Then he rushes back to his pastor. The second time, he says, I've not called you. Go back to bed. Then he comes back again. Was it three times or two times? Three times. Comes again the third time. Then the pastor realized that, hey, God is talking to this guy. Now, couldn't God have stopped Samuel when he was on his way to Eli the very first time? He could have stopped, hey, Sammy. Sammy, I am the one who is calling you. Relax and say this so that I can continue. Say, speak, Lord, thy servant heareth. That's the key you need so that I can keep talking to you. God didn't say that because those things are not, it's not in God's. God has relinquished that power to shepherds. A shepherd must teach you. That's why we are sitting here. Yeah, if you don't get someone to teach you the word, hey, you are in trouble. You will never understand anything. You will never understand anything. And the amazing thing is that your spiritual experience and your fruitfulness is dependent on the understanding you have. Can you imagine? Do you understand what I just said? Like your life, the quality of your life is dependent on the type of understanding that you have. A doctor is a doctor just because of some books he has been taught over a period. That is why he can enter your body. A surgeon, one of our pastors is a surgeon. Listen, he can cut you up. As you are sitting here like this, he can cut you up. He can put you to bed. And you'll be in dreamland. And whilst you are in dreamland, he's cutting you. He'll chop. He says he likes it. Like surgery is very nice because all you need to do is to go in and come out. You go into the body, cut what you need to cut. You sew it back up and then you come out. The person rises. It's like you are God. You have changed the person's life. How is he able to do that? It's just because of things he has been taught. Things he has been taught. Okay? If someone should even fall, like a person is dying, you don't know how to resuscitate the person. We don't know. Nurse, what's it called? CPR. We don't know CPR. None of us has been taught. You have to teach us CPR. Because someone's life may depend on it, on you being able to blow air into his mouth. You are wondering if the person brushed their teeth or not. You are, yeah. How to position the head, how to put the body, you know, on the side and all of that. Hey. Yeah. Just by teaching. Teaching. If you joke with teaching, you're joking with something very powerful. Yeah. Teaching. Hallelujah. It's not about take it, receive it. It's more than take it and receive it. You need proper understanding. Yeah. God was depending on Eli to communicate to someone, to teach someone. So, go to the next verse. Okay, Eli perceived. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. This is 1 Samuel 3:8. And he arose and went to Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou didst call me." And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. The pastor could perceive that something is going on. So he tells him what to do. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, "Go." Look at how simple it is. Look at how simple this teaching is. Go. How many words? Go. One. Lie down. Two and three, right? And it shall be. Can you count it for me? Go, lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, "Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth." How many words is that? Someone says 17, someone says 21. Hey, the mass, no, didn't go well. Don't count the apostrophes, eh? Just start from go. 21. 21 words. Just 21 words. Go, lie down. And it shall be, if he call thee, thou shalt say, "Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth." Just 21 words was blocking Samuel from hearing the voice of God. 21 words. Just a paragraph. Yeah. Yes. 21 words from the pastor changed Samuel's life. Samuel became a prophet. And the key for him to becoming a prophet was because his shepherd taught him how 21 words. Go, lie down. Turn about, go, lie down. Hey! Go, lie down. He didn't say go and kneel down. The husbands and wives are thinking about different things. Go, lie down. It's like it's a verse for them to use for something. I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. But tell me about go, lie down. Yeah? And it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, "Speak, Lord." He's telling him what to say for God to talk to. And let's go back. Go to the next verse. Verse 10. And the Lord came and stood and called us at other times, "Samuel, Samuel." Then Samuel answered, "Speak, for thy servant heareth." Next verse. And the Lord said to Samuel, "Behold, I will do a thing in Israel, at which both the ears of everyone that heareth it shall tingle." The guy's prophetic ministry had just begun. And it began because his pastor taught him how to respond to God. Do you think if his pastor had not taught him, God would have taught him? That would have been the end. That would have been the end. No, nothing. No, nothing. For Garrett. Yes, no, nothing. God wouldn't have spoken to him again. That would have been the end. So the question is, what haven't you learned? Or what haven't you been taught? Or haven't you received? That is blocking you from hearing the voice of God because you rejected the shepherd that was sent to you. Hey. You rejected the voice of God, the shepherd that was sent to you. What are you denying yourself of? Yeah. Listen. I don't come from a rich home. I have nephews here. My sister's children are here. Yeah. We are not from a bougie whatever. No. life was a very, it was wild. It weren't easy at the time. Yeah. There was nothing. You see that this roof, this building has ceiling, right? Because you can't see the roof, the palings and the things. You can't see it, right? Because there's a ceiling to make it beautiful. When you look up, it's where I grew up. When you are lying there and look up, you see the wood and the roof. Yes, and the holes, everything. You see everything, whatever is there. That's the type of house I grew up in. What is water closet? I didn't sit on water closet until, I think, university. Probably. Yeah. I'm not joking with you. I'm telling you the truth. You're surprised. Me too, I'm surprised. Do you know heating? It's a normal. Some people think that I'm some very wild, that big guy. You have no idea. You don't know. You are seeing the grace of God. I'm the grace of God. When I was consecrated as a bishop, the first words I said was that I am a vessel of God's grace and mercy. That's what I like. My life is an expression of the grace of God and an expression of the mercy of God. Because have you been good? Ask your neighbor, have you been good? Ask your neighbor, what are the 7 bad things you have done in the last 24 hours to 48 hours? 24 to 48. What are the bad things you have done? The 7 bad things you have done. The 7 bad thoughts that have come to you. The 7 wicked decisions you have made. Hey! Tell your neighbor, you are a vessel of grace and mercy. Learn to thank God. God has just been gracious and merciful to me. Yeah. Probably, yes. Probably, I mean, like, water closet that is there. Not, it wasn't my first time using it, but, like, it's there. You understand? That is there. That is what is there for you to use for the next 4 months. Because wherever I had lived, there was none. KVIP. Do you know KVIP? Kumasi Ventilated Improved Pits. You don't know KVIP? Life has changed for you. That's the name. That's KVIP is called. It's actually Kumasi Ventilated Improved Pits, aka Hwee Team. When you release the, you understand? You hear Hwee. Then you hear Tim. It falls into the pit. Boom. That landed. Aeroplane has landed. That's arrived. Hey. Yeah. That's the truth. What changed my life? What changed my lot? What changed my opportunities? What brought me opportunities? Shepherds. Yeah. From Kumasi Ventilated Improved Pit. To having several, I have several toilets. This building, there are several toilets. Yeah. You see the building behind this one? It has at least 17 toilet seats. Do you see? You can count and see. Plenty. I said, why? Why so many? Probably it's because we didn't have some when we were growing up. So it's like, let's put one everywhere. And when you move, you can just have some compensation for all the things we lost. I used to have one. The whole church, we used to have just one toilet seat. Even where the church started, when the cabin, there was nothing. There was no toilet seat. There was nothing. How you wee-wee, how you poo-poo, it's up to you. Be blessed. And we were happy in the church.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. The boys were poo-pooing. Take it home. Take what? Take it home. The boys were poo-pooing under a bridge somewhere. Yeah. I mean, do you remember? So somewhere. Because there's none. Shepherding will change your life. I tell you, a shepherd will change your life forever. That is why I don't joke with the shepherds that God gave to me. Yeah. Because just by listening to them, hearing the word of God from them, my life has changed. Yeah, my small brain has become bigger. Yeah, My small faith has become bigger. What I can believe God for has increased because a shepherd has been feeding me. Shepherds have been feeding, and I've allowed myself. You see, the key is you allowing yourself. If you don't allow yourself, nothing will happen. You will go to church, come to church, go up and down, whatever, for months and years. Nothing will change. Yes. Because people don't often understand the place of a shepherd. So they don't allow them. God gave me wisdom to understand that these people are very important in my life. And I must allow them to have an influence over me. Yeah. The first time I went to Kumasi was going to university. Yes. That was the first time I went to Kumasi. Yes. Just some few days before I went to university, I went there. Then, after some days, I went there for school. I never traveled anywhere. Accra was my place. Yes. I was born and bred in Accra. I was just moving around. Yeah. Shepherds. They have changed my life. Look at me. Look at me. Oh, you can't see me. Maybe you don't look at me, I can see me. Hey. I know my before and I know my after. Yeah. How can I even think of believing God for certain types of things? It's just because of shepherds. How can I believe God for, something like this to be done and for more to be done? Money. Yesterday we're standing on a project. You remember? We've spent millions. The same boy who was using KVIP. Same boy. Is it when we finished school, when we finished university, and I became a pastor and I was starting a church, you know, where I had to live had their bathroom, their toilet condition was wilder than what I had grown up with. Wilder. It was a worser form of the KVIP. Yeah. Well, listen, you cannot imagine who came there, who came to visit. Pastor Aging will know. Pastor Aging will know. Yeah. No, you cannot imagine. Don't imagine it. It was wild. But I could survive. Because of what? I mean, it wasn't a problem. It was very bad. Yeah. But I could survive. The secondary school I went to, at the time when I was in school, there was no water closet. No. No. That was a worse form of KVIV. Hey! I am telling you how a shepherd has changed my life. Shepherds have changed my life. Where will I be without a shepherd in my life? How will I understand the word of God without a shepherd in my life? How could I believe God without a shepherd in my life? How? Yes, how? No. Someone like me. Where would I be? It's just because of the shepherd's teaching. I've been listening to teaching. Like I've been taught. So call me Apostle Sokins. They call me Apostle Sokins. That was the Greek name they gave me in university. That was my Greek name. My Iopak name. Yeah? Because you come to my room and you see me sitting on a bed and I'm listening to a message. Listening constantly. Listening to messages. Yeah. I didn't know that it was changing my life. I've been listening to Bishop Dag. Yeah. Listening to Pastor Chris. Listening. Constantly. Learning. It was changing my life. Yes. Because God's only means of changing your life is the word of God. And you need to expose yourself seriously. A Kenyan will say seriously. You know the Kenyans? Seriously. My Kenyan friend is around. Yeah, so it's making me remember all my Kenyan, whatever. Huh? The same boy who was using KVIP now has international friends. Yes. I can fly to the US. And I have plenty of places to go. The problem is that I have too many, like, fly here. I'm tired. Same person who was using KVIP. Yeah. One day, let me tell you. One day, my mother visited me in secondary school. This is 2002. I don't know if you were born. She visited me. And she brought one olonka of gari, half cup of sugar, and half cup of dinata. You know dinata? You don't know a lot of things. What generation? You don't know dinata? There's a certain type of milk powder. Have you seen that type before? When you put it in the water, when you put it in your soakings, it doesn't... It's not a perfect mixture. You see it lying on the... It lies on the water. And it will be looking at you like that. That's the type I'm talking about. And when you eat it, I can tell your roommates will regret that. Your roommates will regret that you ate that thing. Dina, I've just given, that's the English name, Dinata. The tree name is Dinata. When you eat it, you are going to fush. You are going to fart. Hey! Yeah, she brought me half cup of Dinata with half cup of sugar with one olonka of. That was my visit. That was what I got. Do you understand? That was my home cho. And she gave me 500 cedis coin. You don't know that coin. It used to be a gold type of round gold. That one. She just handed over. That is what I got. Because if she... For what? There for what? Because if she gives me anything more, she can't go back to Accra. That's the type of poverty I'm talking about. Yeah. Shepherding has changed my life. It has made me a millionaire. You don't believe that? I'm speaking by faith. By faith. You don't believe that I'm a millionaire? Me, I believe that I'm a millionaire. Yeah, shepherding. Shepherding. Allow yourself to be shepherded. Allow yourself. Your dinata life and your KVIP life and your life of nonsense will all change. All the problems will leave. I tell you. Shepherding. Yeah. Shepherding will bring you into a place of influence because of the word. Yeah. You see, Jesus said, it is the most important thing that a person needs apart from the Godhead. When after receiving Christ, the next thing you need is guidance. The next thing you need, you cannot take care of yourself. You cannot. You need to be taught how to take steps. Then when you now know how to take steps, you need to allow yourself to be raised. Yeah. The same guy who couldn't dinata whatever. Same person. Same person. But because of the word of God. Oh. Oh. If I want to buy milk, a whole house of milk, I can buy it. It's not a problem at all. I mean, in my house, there's no complaint. Where is the milk? It's not in my house. Do you understand the house? Have you been in a house where they fight over milk? But the milk. Who drank the milk? Where is the milk? We measure two spoons. Two tablespoons. Teaspoons. Three. One is to five. I don't need to have those things in my house. I don't even know. I mean, we are just flowing. We are just eating. I eat what I want to eat. Do you understand? You see, there's a level in your life where you eat what you want to eat. You may be eating what you have to eat. What you need. You eat what is available. Yeah? The food is choosing you. You are not choosing the food. Hey, shepherding will change your life completely. Huh? It's not a problem. My shepherds have prospered me. My shepherds have taught me what is correct, what I need to give my life to, what to focus on. Yeah, because you'll be confused. There's no shepherd. Today I was with one of my shepherds.
you know,
just having a nice time together. Then he said that, listen, evangelism and sacrifice and church work, it's not basics, though. Because I said something that some people say we are preaching basics. He said, listen, it's not basics. So that is what your Savior, the one who came, God came from heaven, came to the earth and said that this is what's most important. How can you call that basic? How can you call that basic? And he spoke and spoke and spoke. I said, yes, Charlie, even if you are thinking about nonsense, you will be brought back to normal. Yeah. And there's no one in your life who's showing you that this one is more important. Go for this one. You are just living your life at the Musao. Do you know at the Musao? Who the Musao? At the Musao. It's an English word, but I don't know if it means what I just said. Who the Musao? I just used to say it. At the Musao. Look for it. It's a word. You don't know how to spell it. The art students are looking at me in a certain way. Yeah? Brother Sanchez, spell it for us. Tell me, is a science student? Yeah. ADEMUSAL, I think. Did you find, is he a word? It's not a word. It's not a word yet. I don't know if I'm spelling it well. But the tree form is Udemusa. What is point number two? You need a shepherd. You need a shepherd because you need to be fed spiritually as a sheep. And that's basically what I'm talking about. You need to be fed. Okay? Because God's means of changing your life is through his word. God doesn't have any other way of changing your life. If God wants to change someone's life, what he does is to expose a person to his word. Do you believe that the whole world was created by the word of God? Yes. And God said, let there be light. Genesis chapter 1, verse 3. God spoke and light came. Isn't it? And God said, let there be light, and there was light. God's word is what created everything. So what will make your life, will improve your life and make you better and help you? Do you see? To make the right choices, to do the right things, to progress, to be fruitful, it's the word. So God gives you shepherds who will teach you the word. Teach you the word. So important. Teaching. And as they teach you, what will be happening as they teach you? I mentioned six things that you happens as you are being taught. I'm just trying to do a quick recap. What was point number one? You receive grace. Grace is multiplied unto you. Isn't it? The Bible says grace and peace be multiplied unto you. I said a lot about it, right? Grace is the help of God. Grace is you at rest, God at work. Grace is God helping you and putting things in place for you. Changing your life. That's basically what grace is. Grace is God making it easy for you. Everybody is trying to get a job. They are not getting, but you will get it. Why? Just because of the grace of God, not because you have prayed much. Grace has, it's not because you have prayed much. It doesn't mean you shouldn't pray. Yeah, but I mean, someone has prayed more than you, but has not gotten the results you have gotten. Have you seen some before? They have prayed more, far more than you. They are wilder. They believe God more. They have fasted more. You have been eating and doing all kinds of things. But then it's like you just get it. Probably you can be fasting and praying without the word. Without a shepherd. Do you see? Because you are not receiving the word of God from the shepherds he has given to you, you may delay. Grace is not coming to you. Huh. If we were in the dark, if this whole place was dark, I wish they could put all the lights off for you to see if you can see your neighbor's face. I mean, you can't see your neighbor's face. You can't relate. You can't flow. I mean, darkness means everybody should go to bed.
That's what it means. It means everybody should what? Go to bed. And if there's no light, you can't have activity. No light means no life. That's what it means. No light means what? No life. No activity. No definition. That is why we sleep in the night. Have you noticed? Those who go for night duty, it's not a small thing. It's like you're fighting against nature. Your eyes... It's very wild. Like, have you done night duty before? I've done night duty. I used to work in a place where it was in the night. And I had to work to be able to go to school. I'm giving a lot of keys today. I had to work. When I was in secondary school, I had to work. Okay, so that I can be able to get money to go to school at the end of the day. And when I was in university, I had to do same. Yes. When I was in school, I was selling pen drives and laptops. Even though I didn't own a laptop. I finished school without owning a laptop. Yeah, I never, because there's no money to buy. So when I was finishing the school, I didn't own a laptop, but I did my research, everything, pepe, and submitted everything, normal. Yeah. I bought my first laptop when I finished school and started working, like national service, whatever. Then I was able to gather money to buy. Yeah. And I used to do night duty in a certain place, one of my uncle's workplace. Yeah. We start working at 10 p.m. all the way to 5 a.m. You are working. You realize that when you finish working, you are confused. You are so sleepy. Because darkness means sleep. Go to bed. That is what happens when there's no, the word of God, it says the entrance of thy word giveth light. The entrance of that, when the word of God comes into your heart, light comes. And light means activity. Light means we can function. Light means life. Light means we can flow. When there's no light, we can't flow. Is it true or is it not true? So you need the word. When the word comes into your life, fruitfulness can now start coming. Yeah. You can be fruitful. You can be helped. Things can change in your life just because you have started exposing yourself to God's word. Okay? Yeah. Light. Light brings grace. I mean, your life just, you are helped. What everybody's confused about, you are not confused about. You're not confused about it. Just because you allowed the word of God to come to you. Grace is multiplied unto you. Multiplied graces, help. Baby, I mean, you are helped. Can't you see I'm enjoying the grace of God? No, I'm enjoying the grace of God. I can see also enjoying the grace of God. Some people ask me about church growth. Like, how is the church growing? What is going? How are you doing it? Whatever. Let me show you the key. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5. Who then is Paul and who is Apollos? But ministers by whom you believed, even as the Lord gave to every man. Verse 6. I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. You must understand that it is God who gives increase. You have to plant. You have to water. Okay? Like what I'm doing, for instance. I've gathered you to teach you. I mean, you have to do such things. You must teach, do whatever. But you can be teaching a group of people and they are not increasing. You water. Prayer. You water what you have sown with prayer. But you can be praying and nothing is happening. Because it is the Lord who gives the increase ultimately. And God, when you introduce God, it's called grace. The race is not to the swift. By strength shall no man prevail, except the Lord build a house. Do you know the verses I'm quoting? Yes. Not by might, not by power. But by my spirit says the Lord. Without God, the thing can never work. That is why you need to introduce another factor into your life called the fear of God. Like, ultimately, after you have prayed, fasted, read the Bible, whatever, it's God. Your respect for God, okay, is what will allow God to have some things happen in your life. Grace And grace is ministered to you. The more you allow the word to come, more grace is coming. And what more grace means is that more help from God. More help from God. The Bible says that Hezekiah was mightily helped by God. Yeah. He was mightily helped. When he does it, it works. How many of you want God to help you? Huh? Help. You are being helped. Things are working. Yeah.
2 Chronicles 26, verse 15. It says, King Uzziah made in Jerusalem engines invented by cunning men to be on the towers and upon the bulwarks, to shoot arrows and great stones withal. And his name spread far abroad, for he was, it's actually marvelously helped. He was marvelously helped till he was strong. He was helped marvelously. That is called grace. Grace is God helping you marvelously. Marvelously. Now, how does that happen? That happens through receiving the word. You there, don't go and read your Bible. And you there, don't be listening to some messages. As I'm your shepherd, I'm preaching to you. You are not minding me. You are not listening to what I'm tell your neighbor. Listen to the word. You have not subscribed to podcasts. You have not subscribed to YouTube. You have not subscribed to anything. You are at Demusa. Who Demusa? What is that? How will your life change? How will you be fruitful? You are not listening to anything. Esau went out to sow. You remember that parable? Matthew 13. He went out to sow. Some fell by the wayside. Some fell among stones. Some fell among thorns. Then he says, some fell on good ground. The ones that fell on the good ground are the people who heard the word and they took time to understand it. Yeah, look at verse 23. Go to verse 23. But he that receives seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it. Understanding doesn't come by casual browsing. Do you know casual browsing? Yeah, you are just reading. When you're reading, you just read like that. You don't take your time. You won't pass your exam by casual reading. No, you are doing law. Do you do casual reading?
Not at all.
You have to do detailed reading.
Understand.
Case numbers.
Hey, cases. Remember the cases. Remember the statutes. Understand it. Apply it.
You are on your way to failure when you are doing casual browsing. Those of us who read the Bible like it is a storybook, you don't take your time to meditate. Hey. And then you say, oh, I've been listening to the word. It didn't enter you. You didn't reverse. The fact that you didn't reverse that message to hear something that caught your attention, it's a show that you weren't really listening to the thing. Huh? You didn't really listen to that. You know, Pastor Chris was sharing a story concerning a certain woman who was really sick. And she came, this is years ago, she came to him and then he packed messages he had taught on healing for her to go and listen. Then after some weeks, she came back that she has finished listening to it. Then he said, you've not listened to it. He told her, you've not listened to it. He said, I've listened to it. He said, no, if you had listened to it, you would not be sick. You would have been healed long time. She didn't give attention to it. The key for transformation is attention. You need to attend. He says, my son, attend to my word. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. My son, attend. Give attention to my words. The more you give attention to his words, the more it starts changing. It can't. The word of God is surgical in nature. It cuts you. Do you see? Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Look at Hebrews 4, 12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. It's sharper than any surgical knife because it does surgeries on you. Piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. It goes deep to tell you what your soul is saying and what your spirit is saying.
and of the joint and marrow. It can enter your bones. Your marrow is where blood is produced in your bones, inside your joints. In corners, the word, it says the word of God can enter those places and perform surgeries there for you. But it works, you cannot be moving on a surgical table. That's why they put you under anesthesia. Yeah. Yeah. Anesthesis is a whole medical whatever that people learn. Yeah. They put you to bed. You can't be moving. As they are doing the surgery, you are moving. Like Daddy Lumba. What are you talking about? You can't be moving. Like Michael Jackson. You can't be moving. Why are you moving too? You must lie down and be... We have to... It's like you are dead.
It'll knock you out.
Yeah. The ladies who have given birth and this side, you didn't see us. What did you see what was going on?
No, Daddy. I didn't see it.
Were you moving on the table?
No.
You need to lie down. You can't be trying tea whilst they are doing surgery. You have to lie down. For them to be able to focus things. You need to be focused. You have to be stable. All this that you are, it's like I'm hearing the word. And your mind is all over. Your mind is, you are so busy. No, you can be baffling and your mind is on it. The most important thing is that it's not about the activity, but your mind, your heart. He says, my son, give me your heart and let your eyes observe my ways. The thing works when you give it attention. On me, that's what I know. My life changed when I gave it a certain type of attention. So when people come and tell me that, I've listened, I'm not seeing anything, or I've been hearing, I'm not seeing it. I'm just wondering, why? Well, what have you been, how have you been listening to the thing? Where was your mind? Where were you? Were you present when you were listening to the thing? You can be listening, you are not present. You are absent. You don't remember how the thing moved from 0.11 seconds to 15 minutes. You don't remember. Has it happened to you before? It has happened to me several times. Even yesterday, it happened to me. Yes, I was driving, I was listening to something. I was listening to a message. And then my mind went and did a lot of things. When I came back, 15 minutes had come. I just reversed the thing back to like, this is why I remember. I don't remember what has been said. That's it. But you may not reverse. And you may allow it just flowing. I've listened. Then you come and tell me you have listened. And nothing has happened. Nothing has happened to you. The word has not affected you. Because you have not been given it the type of attention it requires. As you are giving, that's when grace is coming. You can receive grace, ability from the Spirit. You just know what to do. You've been instructed. A message that you are listening to can bring you an instruction for the rest of your life. Hey, listen, I've not been to Bible school before. You know I've not been to Bible school before. I've never been to Bible school. You shouldn't be listening to me. I've never been to Bible school at all. How am I able to do the ministry? How do I know what to do? Put things in place. Make things work. Does it look like you are in a disorganized church? Yeah, no, we are not disorganized at all. Highly organized. How did I learn all those things when I've not been to any Bible school or been to any school to tell me how to manage a church? I mean, it's just by listening, watching. Play with listening and watching. You'll be surprised that you are playing with something very important. Yeah. I've done the ministry for all these years and succeeded by the grace of God through watching. And I know that that is my life. As the word of God is coming, that my life is in there. Your business will prosper if you give attention to the word of God. Your ministry will prosper if you give attention, a certain type of attention to the word. It will change your life. I don't know all these things. Hey, like, I'm not seeing anything. I've been in the church for whatever. I'm not seeing anything. It's because you are not hearing as you're supposed to hear.
It's true.
You are not serious. Tell me, but you are not serious. Hey, I can't count the number of times I've received instruction. Listening, I'm listening. I'm watching a message. And I just know what to do. Do this. Do that. do this. I'm reading a book. Do this. Do that. Grace is coming to me. Literally. Like I'm listening to a message and then all of a sudden, like the person will say something, the man of God will say something, and then all of it catches my attention. And for the next few days, that particular statement he made will be my meditation. And be my, like I'm consumed with it. And when I do anything along that line, it works. Because grace has been imparted to me. I didn't do construction in school. I read chemistry in university. Chemistry. Yeah. I'm a chemist. I can bomb you right now. I know what to do with uranium and all those things. Yeah. That cause you a failure. May I pass all those things? I pass all those things. By the grace of God. Yeah. What is H2 plus O2? What does it go to? H2. Balance the equation. Balance the equation. Balance the equation. Hey! Some people couldn't balance the equation. The equation is not balancing. Me balance you and balance you. A squared. A squared is not parts. You see, the accidents are saying A squared. There's nothing like A squared. Carbon-carbon bonding. Carbon. Do you remember carbon-carbon? Yeah. Organic chemistry. Yes. How do I know? This building, I drew it. Do you know I drew this building?
Yes.
Yeah, I drew it. I've never been to. I drew it. I said, this one should be here. And I drew it by my dining table. I was by my dining table. I said, this should be here.
Wow.
Yeah. On the tablet he's holding. He was there when I was drawing it. Yeah. How? Listening, soaking. You dear, play with it. Point your hand to your neighbor and say, you dear, play with it. Be serious. Be serious. Mazuka baragadabaya. Shagala, I need light. I need light for my life. The entrance of thy word, give it light. Light is coming. Decisions are being made. Why did I marry early? I married when I was 26 when I was married. I was a 26-year-old man. Yeah, I didn't have anything. Even the room I was living in, it wasn't for me. The bed I was lying on was not for me. Yeah, I had one suitcase like this. That was all I had when I was marrying. One suitcase. Where's that suitcase? I said I'll put it. Is it in the Kumasi? I'll have to frame it. Because that's the only suitcase I went to Kumasi with. Yeah. And that was the only suitcase I had till the day I got married. Yeah. One suitcase. It's from Italy. That's my suitcase. I'm listening to a message. The preacher is preaching and saying, marry early. Bishop Dago will tell you, marry early. Marry early. It will help you. It will make your life focused. It will make you not do wrong investments. Today you have this girl, you 6 months, you are with her. You are buying shawarma. You are buying chupa chops. You are buying this. You are buying that. You are buying boxer shorts. You are buying this. You are buying Valentine. You are doing it. Then after 6 months, it doesn't work. Then you move to another person. Another 6 months of investments. Another men place, like you are not serious. Chikana shit. You are buying meat fufu. Oh, KFC. When I saw my wife, the first day I saw my when I saw my wife. Yeah. I'd just gone to eat some banku and whatever, okra, whatever, and I'd come midweek service in the university. You know, and I was even conscious about, like, the banku was, that whatever inside was so strong, like, it's all over. I was just praising God. And I'm trying to lift my eyes, you know, as what I'm doing. Oh, la God, then I opened my eyes as we were just praying, singing and all of that. Then I saw this lady sitting and her door. I was like, hey, who is that? Because I have been exposing myself to the word of God
The shepherds that God had given to, I could hear God. Yeah. God told me. No, God will never tell you somebody is the one. No. The day God gave Adam Eve and problem came, Adam said, "Is the woman you gave to me? You gave me." Yame, God has stopped that a long time ago. No, God doesn't do that again. Now God, it says, whoever finds a wife finds a good thing and obtaineth favor from the Lord. So you should find. And as you are finding, you can employ his help in finding. Whoso findeth, Proverbs 18:22, whoso findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor of the Lord. You find. You find. You find and then you obtain the favor. And you must be found. You, the lady must be found. Make yourself visible. I've noticed a lot of ladies take pictures like this. Because they're like, I don't know what's going on. You have to explain with Venn diagrams. Explain with Venn diagrams why you do this when you are taking it. We don't understand what's going on. It draws the shape. Wow. I didn't know. Yeah. The word of God will change your life. Yeah. Grace. Pay attention. Honestly, pay attention. You'll be shocked. I don't struggle to hear the voice like, yeah, God, I don't know what God is saying. I don't have that problem. I've never had it by the grace of God. That I don't know what to do. Oh, I always know what to do. Because I do my quiet time every time. Yes, I'm reading my Bible in the morning. When I finish reading, I'm listening to a message. Yeah, I read, meditate on a verse that strikes my heart. Think about it. Then I start listening. I need, I don't do well when I don't listen. I go off when I don't listen. That's what I've come to realize about myself over the years. Like when I'm not listening to my shepherds, I don't do well. Spiritually, psychologically, emotionally, relationshiply. I mean, all the least you can think about. I don't do it. Like there's a lot of confusion. I don't know. Like there's no life. There's no life. When I'm not listening or watching, I don't do well. Yeah. So, I mean, I try, like, something is playing in my car. Something is playing in my room. Yes. Normally, those who are in my house, I get out after 11. Yeah. I get out from my room after 11, mostly. It's not that I've been sleeping till 11, no. No, maybe I've been awake from 5 a.m. or 6 a.m. And I'm just fellowshipping with the Lord. Just being with us. I'm not saying you should not go to work and stay at home till 11. That's why I'm a full-time part. This is my work. But you can get some 30 minutes or 1 hour or something and expose yourself to the voice of the shepherd he has given to you. It says, my sheep know my voice. You need to know the voice of your shepherd. It will change you, honestly. Grace will be coming to you, bombarding. Grace. Peace is another thing, right? That's the next point. Peace. I have plenty of points for you. Are you ready for them? Yes. Yes. Peace will be coming to you. More peace. Then what else? The governance of the spirit, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. Number four, transformations of glory. Transformations of glory happen as you receive the word from your shepherd. Transformations of glory. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. Transformations of glory. The glory of God in your life just keeps increasing. You keep going from glory to glory. Glory to glory. Glory to glory. The path of the just is as a shining light. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18. Look at Proverbs 4, verse 18. We'll come back to this. But the path of the just, or the path of the righteous, are you the righteousness of God? Are you the righteousness of God? Ask your neighbor, are you the righteousness of God? Yes. He says the path of the just. The word just is the righteous. Are you the righteousness of God? Then this is your destiny. He says the path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Your glory, light is normally glory. Okay? Glory is represented with light, and light is represented with glory. Do you get it? Uh-huh. Shekinah, the Shekinah glory is the appearance of God's light and God's weight. Physical appearance. Okay? Jesus' face. When Jesus appeared to Paul in Acts chapter 9, and Paul fell off his horse. The Bible says that Jesus' face was brighter than the noonday sun. You see the sun at 12 o'clock. When you look at it, can you look at it? You can't, you spoil your eyes. You see, Jesus' face was shining more than that one. Acts 26 verse 13 says, at midday, Paul was relating what had happened many years after that. Oh, and at midday, O king, I saw in the way a light from heaven above the brightness of the sun, shining round about me, and then that journeyed with me. You see, it says shining brighter above the brightness of the sun. Eh? I hope you understand the point I'm trying to make. Yes. That was the glory of God, the glory of Jesus Christ. His face was shining brighter than the sun. Brighter than the sun. Yes. Brighter than the sun. By seeing the glory of Jesus, it's being, they are using light to describe his glory. Okay? Now, as you expose yourself to the ministry of the word, remember, the primary thing that a shepherd does for you is to feed you with the word. That's why I'm still talking about it, because that's the main thing. Whether it is care that they are going to, they'll use the word to care for you. Yeah. Whether it's leadership and guidance, they'll use the word to lead you and guide you. So if you don't understand the fact that the word of God is the main thing that is being used, you may not, when you come to me for a counsel and I quote verses for you, you may say, I mean, let's be real. That's what you will say. Yeah. Did you get it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Because you don't know that actually it is the word of God that we take to use to help you. Okay? Yeah. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. For what purpose? Verse 26. That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water. By what? By the word. Jesus uses the word of God to wash you. To cleanse you from all your debts. From all your issues. The cleansing and all of that is done by the word of God. You see, you took a shower this morning, right? Maybe before you came, you also took a shower. It depends on where you went. It depends on what's going on. Yeah. It depends on the person, but at least in this our part of the world, you need to take a shower at least once a day. Why? What are your plans? What have you been doing? The weather, this current weather, you bath for once in 3 days. No, if you're a lady, you have to bath at least twice a day. I nearly said, ask your neighbor, your lady neighbor, how many times have you been? I nearly said it. I nearly said it. Because I know a lot of ladies, push. I know a lot of ladies, they don't bath twice. Oh. Is it true or it's not true? They don't bath twice. When you ask them, so I bath at 1 p.m. So that's catered for. Hey. They bath at 1 a.m. and then they took take care of the whole day. Hey. Ask the nearest lady by you. Are you serious? Are you serious? Carry forward type of bathing. You have to bath and you bath everywhere. Do you understand? The boys, when you are bathing, hold the thing and just... Or else you have some gray, it's like you have gray hair down there. It's not gray hair, it's all dirt. It's not gray hair at all. Do you know what I'm, you know what I'm talking about, right? It's not gray hair, it's all sweat, dirt, whatever that has conglomerated. It's like they're having a conference there. You need to bath well. Why are you afraid of water? You are the salt of the earth, so you're afraid of water. Oh, Charlie. Some people enter the shower and then come out. Why? Instead of staying in there and relaxing, and bathing, time no day, why are you going? Why? Are they coming for assembly hall or something? What is it? We used to do that when we were in secondary school, but now we don't do those things. And then you sweat, you have worn one jeans for 7 years. You have been, you have been farting in it, sweating around your waist area. When you get up to go and move, all the ladies go like this. Because when you are passing in front of them, we can't breathe. You have worn, how can you wear one boxer 7 times before you wash it? 5 days.
You change.
Hey. The guy, stand up. I want to advise you. No, you need advice. Listen. You have to get a lot of boxer shorts. There's nothing wrong. You won't die. You have a lot of boxer shorts. And you wear it once a day. Do you understand what I'm saying? Don't repeat it. Why? Listen. Hey, listen. Don't repeat your undergarments. Because that is what is closest to your body. You are sweating. No matter what you do, you sweat. You are sweating. All kinds of things are happening. So you don't repeat that one. If you want, you can repeat the outer garment, but the inner one, you should not repeat it. Even the outer garment, if you are going to repeat it, means that it's not smelling. Don't you have a nose? Can't you check to see if that thing is smelling or it's not smelling? I mean, what are you doing with your nose? Your nose is blocked. I will see a sumo. We have to put, how do you say it in English? Yeah, it's not good at all. And then your socks. You see, you don't wear one socks, you have worn it for 5 days. Can't you see that your feet is also sweating and that it is smelling? When you remove your shoes, we can't breathe. The whole atmosphere is gone. The whole atmosphere is charged. No. There are few things, as a guy, you need just a few things to take care of yourself. Yeah. Yeah. You should invest in buying roll-on or deo spray. There's nothing wrong with that. It will not reduce your manliness in any way. And don't spray your beggars. I saw some boys spraying. When they spray here, then they spray here. Please, you are killing, you may end up killing the babies that are there. Sit down for a minute. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yes, don't do, and brush your teeth well. Someone spoke to me some time ago. I almost collapsed, honestly. It was smelling like poo-poo, honestly. Yes. I'm not joking with you. I'm not joking. In church. In one of our churches somewhere. Yes. He came to say hello. And then when you say hello, ha. Do you know Gapuha? Gapuha, hello. It's like, comes out. Hey! I went back and staggered a bit. Anointed, I almost fell. He almost laid the pastor. Hey! No. It's bad. You expect your wife to kiss you? Hey! No. Brush your teeth, brush your tongue. Eh? Take your time. And brush your upper palate. You know your upper palate? The up, the top. Not only the down, the top. And when you're brushing your teeth, you notice that your tongue is brown. All the brown is dirt. You have to brush it for all the dirt to come out. Then invest in mouthwash. You can buy hydrogen peroxide and you'll be fine. Your mouth will be very nice all the time. You know how to talk like this. Hello. I used to have a friend like that. When he's talking, oh yeah, Charlie, how? You know, because it's like he's conscious and his mouth is smelling. So I go to us with this. Oh, Charlie. And you don't do that. Then learn to floss. There's something called flossing. You know flossing. Look for toothpick after you have eaten some meat. And the meat, it is your mouth is smelling because there's a lot of meat in your teeth. That has been there. Some have been there for 2 weeks. It's been there for a very long time. 2 years it's been. You have meat in your teeth for 2 years. You have to use toothpick to take it out. Eh? Rinse your mouth. And then there's some that are, it's rope. It's ropey type. You just put it in there. And then, so that it smells. That is what makes the mouth smell. Yeah, you add mouthwash to it. Charlie, you're blessed. You'll be confident. Your confidence will come. You'll not be talking like this. Hello. Yeah, the guy, when he spoke, I honestly, it was the height of smelly mouth for me. The height. I've smelled bad breath, but this one was the height. Hey, I almost collapsed. My heart. And the person was new, so I couldn't say. Because me, I'll say, I'm a pastor, so I'm a shepherd. So I say, hey, Aden, why? What have you? What's going on? Do you want to kill us? But what was I talking about? Washing. Yes. The Lord uses the word to wash us. Hallelujah. You have to be washed. Do you see? Yeah. You have to be washed. And as you are washed, you start growing. It says that your glory starts increasing. So transformations of glory. Okay, your life gets better and better and better. But we all, 2 Corinthians 3 verse 18. But we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. As we allow us, it says the word of God is the glory of God. But we all be with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord. The word glass is mirror. So we look at the glory. When we look at the word, the word is actually showing us what we are and who we are. Do you see? Now, when you give it attention, you start, it says, you are changed or transformed. The word change there is metamorpho, and it means to be transformed. You are transformed into the same image. What you are seeing in the word becomes your present state reality. Your present tense reality. Okay? You are changed from glory to glory, into the same image, from glory to one level of glory, one level of brightness. Your life becomes more beautiful. You become more fruitful. Do you see? Yeah.
God bless you for listening. We pray that the word of God will be rooted and grounded in your heart as you give attention to the word. Kindly follow Pastor T and Love Economy Church on all social networks for more of God's word. Don't forget to subscribe to the Pastor T podcast. Simply search for Pastor T on any podcast app, plug in, and enjoy God's word. Visit our website at loveeconomychurch.org for more information. God bless.